Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
This is Frank Schaefer reading my memoir, Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All, or Almost All of It Back. For my daughter, Jessica. Prologue. You can be the world's biggest hypocrite and still feel good about yourself. You can believe and wish you didn't. You can lose your faith and still pretend because there are bills to be paid, because you're booked up for a year, because this is what you do. One morning in the early 1980s, I looked out over several acres of pale blue polyester and some 12,000 Southern Baptist ministers. My evangelist father, Francis Schaefer, was being treated for lymphoma at the Mayo Clinic, and in his place I'd been asked to deliver several keynote addresses on the evangelical fundamentalist circuit. I was following in the proudly nepotistic American Protestant tradition, wherein the Holy Spirit always seems to lead the offspring and spouses of evangelical superstars to follow the call. A few weeks earlier, after being introduced by Pat Robertson, I had delivered a rousing Take Back America speech to thousands of cheering religious broadcasters, and not long afterward, I would appear at a huge pro-life rally in Denver. Cal Thomas, once the vice president of Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority, later a Fox News commentator, would introduce me as the best speaker in America. The anointing, someone said, was clearly on this young man. They were saying that I was a better speaker than my famous father. At that moment, the Schaefers were evangelical royalty. When I was growing up in Le Brie, my parents' religious community in Switzerland, it was not unusual to find myself seated across the dining room table from Billy Graham's daughter, or President Ford's son, even Timothy Leary. The English actress Glynis Johns used to come for Sunday high tea. I figured it was normal. They were just a few of the thousands who made it through our doors. Only later did I realize that Le Brie attracted a weirdly eclectic group of people who otherwise would not have been caught dead in the same room. My childhood was, to say the least, unusual. When Gerald Ford died in 2007, I recalled that on the day he had assumed the presidency, his daughter-in-law Gail was babysitting my daughter Jessica as her job in the work-study program at Le Brie, where Mike Ford, the president's son, was a student. Mom and Dad met with Presidents Ford, Reagan, and Bush Sr. and stayed in the White House several times. In the 1990s, when my mother Edith, then in her 80s, heard that George W. Bush might run for the presidency, she exclaimed, "What?" But Barbara asked me to pray especially for young George. She didn't think he had what it took to do anything. Given the fact of my family connections to the Republican Party, it was somewhat ironic that when James Webb was elected to the Senate from Virginia by a razor-thin margin in 2006, giving the Democrats their first new majority in years, I was credited with helping Webb, or to put it another way, judging by the hate email I got from my father's fundamentalist followers and other assorted Republicans and conservatives, I deserved some of the blame. I had long since left the evangelical subculture when I wrote an op-ed for the Dallas Morning News that was picked up by several hundred blogs and posted on the front page of James Webb's campaign website. I had defended Webb against a series of scabrous attacks wherein his novels were smeared and he was even labeled a pedophile, because he had described a sexual tribal ritual.